Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of Cousins for Christ, Christianity 101, where we try to answer your questions in 10 minutes or less. Tonight's topic, we're going to talk about once you've been saved and once you've been baptized and became a Christian, what happens when you sin again? Is that pretty much it?
See, this is the question.
Okay. Who wants to start?
I know I probably sin every day.
I'm going to say that
every day some thought that if God or Jesus were sitting right next to me, they would not approve of what I thought or did or said.
What does Romans 3:23 say?
All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
I think that's about it.
Thank you.
I have a thought on this. If you've been listening to the gospel and you've recently been converted, if somehow you made it that far and you thought that somehow magically once you were baptized you would be sin-free, I'm almost like you've got a very, very limited idea of what it means to be a Christian. And why that Christ, if that was the case, why would Christ even come to this earth and die? I mean, if we were somehow going to make it to where we were going to be in sin-free condition. As Chris said, my thoughts... I sin every single day. That's why the death of Christ and how we can receive forgiveness through him, through his death and his resurrection, that's why that's so valuable. And that's called grace. It's the grace of God through his blood. So to answer the question, what happens if you've been converted and you're baptized and you sin? You ask for forgiveness. And we can do that. We don't have to build an altar and offer a burnt offering.
I think the question came up a lot too. It's like somebody that's just been saved and found Christ, they get worried. But yeah, that's the thing, is you're going to sin. We're all going, and here's the thing, people are like, "Why? I'm not going to sin." Yeah, you are. You never know what's going to pop in your head.
No.
you can't help. I mean, here's the thing, a lot of people don't know too. Gossiping, sin.
Well, I mean,
lustful thoughts.
If we're going to go down that line,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So we're going to count sins here.
Covetousness. There are so many things that, like, you get cut off in traffic and you have a negative thought. Exactly. There's so many ways that you're going to sin. But see, God knew that.
Mm-hmm.
You could almost argue that God created us that way. Or at least after Adam sinned.
Yeah, we fell that way.
Mankind was basically doomed from that point forward.
He didn't create us that way. We fell because we're in a fallen world.
No, but he gave us free will.
Yes, but a lot of people
love him.
Yeah, but a lot of people, what I was saying is like, they'll say, well, I don't see, I'm not lying, I'm not stealing anything.
They're the big ones.
Exactly.
They're misled.
They're all sins. But that's what I'm saying.
I killed anybody. I'm a good man. No.
People don't look at these like gossip, and they don't look at it as a sin. They don't look at lust as a sin, even though Jesus tells us.
Forgive me, Jeremy, I forgot. Mm-hmm. What chapter does it talk about? What book and chapter? No? Did it talk about where it lists the hierarchy of sins? Like, where one's worse than the other? Do you remember where that was?
No, there's only one specified sin that's unforgivable, but I don't think there was there was one that specified, like, oh, well, if you tell a big lie over a white lie,
well,
you're going to be good.
The Catholic Church have...
You do. And
we're not Catholic.
No,
I said that, guys. Just don't take that seriously. Yeah. That was tongue-in-cheek. I was being facetious. There is no such.
Hold on. I'm going to pause a second while I get a dictionary. Give me a second.
There is no such chapter in there. So, luckily, through Jesus Christ and his death and his sacrifice, all we have to do to get forgiveness is to ask for it.
And you have to repent the right way. I mean, I'm not saying, like, what I'm saying is, like, you have, when you repent for something, you can't just say you're sorry and intend to do it again the next day.
Forget what repent is. Repent's changing your mind.
Correct. So that is correct. It's not just saying,
I
did this wrong.
I don't need to do those things.
No, it's a correction.
It is
a behavioral correction.
It is. Okay, so when I first became a Christian, I was working construction. I worked construction since I was 12 years old, and I cussed a lot. And it took me, and I went cold turkey on cussing, and every once in a while they'd slip out. And you got to work on it. It's something you got to work on. When something you do every day and it's a sinful, it does take time to correct. And that's okay. You'll get there.
And that's why if you believe in Jesus and you're not a Christian and you think you need to wait until you're going to live the perfect life, you're always going to wait because you're never going to live a perfect life.
Ever.
Go ahead and just jump and then start working on yourself.
Good point. Excuse me. And as these guys just said, just because we do have the ability to be forgiven of our sins through the grace of God, does that mean that we should use that as a get out of jail free card?
No.
I want to read Romans chapter 6 and verse 1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? You understand what he's talking about, what Paul's saying here?
Yeah. He's talking
hyper-grace. Since we know that through grace we can get forgiveness of sins, we just continue to just full out sin all day?
That is called hyper-grace, and it is actually a movement where some Christians say that, oh, it doesn't matter. He died for all sins. I can do what I want now. It's not sinful anymore because I've been saved. It's called hyper-grace, and it is a fallacy.
And the Bible talks about walking with God. We mentioned it in our last podcast. It's like you can't have a relationship with God if you just choose to walk in your normal, your normal walks of life of sin. You have to walk with God.
Mm-hmm. You got to be able to self-evaluate when you're a Christian. So, for instance, if there's something you're doing or you have a weakness, you have to, even though you're going to probably, you're going to sin. If you know you're sinning, try not to do it. That's what it comes down to. It's effort. It's like if I know doing a certain thing is wrong, I need to work on that and try not to do that. That's what it comes down to.
I saw somebody mention it earlier. They're talking about sins, if I keep choosing to do them. But he said a lot of sins to people are their habits. Jeremy just mentioned that it was his mouth, his cussing. And you don't quit, or it could be somebody's drinking.
Yeah, he really offends me a lot.
That they have to. You should have heard him before we hit the mic
off camera. Yeah. Ooh, boy.
But you have to work on those habits. You have to, if you recognize that it is something that is keeping you separated from God, you start working on it.
I like the way you put that. If there's something in your life that's between you and God, you have to work on it. And I heard a guy make a quote the other day. If you're not close to God, who moved?
Yep.
God didn't move. He's always been there.
Yeah.
You're the one that moved away from him.
So, no, I mean, I agree. I sin every day.
Yeah,
if there's a little bit of anger or something.
If it causes you to sin, don't do it. I'll be honest, there for a long time, every time I would look at Chris, I'd want to choke him, so I don't look at him. I look at the wall when I'm talking to him.
It's important. Yeah, they don't look at one another.
And it is important to, there's the verses that go over. If your right eye offends you, pluck it out. There are some things where you have to make sacrifices that if they put you in a life and separate you from God, some people.
And if you know you have a weakness,
something's
a trigger for you, you have to really work hard to not do that.
Alvin once gave a really good lesson on the fact that some people will toe as close to the line of temptation as possible and try not to go over it, knowing, you know what I mean? That they can try to get as close as they can.
Skirting the edge.
Exactly. And they'll be like, all right, well, I didn't do it, but I'm here. But then you're just tempted to fall into it. Anyway, you gotta remove that.
Yeah.
I think to get closer to God, you have to try to move as far away from those margins as
correct.
You can.
Correct.
To not put yourself in those situations.
Yeah. And just work on yourself every day.
Yeah.
Every day you're a Christian, you're going to get further away from sin. You're going to always sin, but you're going to lose that old person. And just keep pushing away and keep trucking for God.
Read your Bible, study the Word of God, and talk to God. And listen.
Don't be like Peter on the walking on the water. Focus on Jesus, because you start sinking when you don't.
Fantastic. True. Well, that's a good talk. That's a wrap. Should we close out in a word of prayer?
I love it.
Yeah, where can we be found real quick before we go? Sorry.
Facebook, Cousins for Christ. Please give us a like, a follow. Please comment. We'd love to hear from everybody. Also, get us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, iHeartRadio, all these places. Thank you all so much. We all appreciate you.
Awesome. All right, please bow. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us to come and talk a little bit about your word and to reflect on the grace and the sacrifice that you gave us when you sent your son down here to die upon the cross, and you unleashed your wrath upon him for all the punishments that we needed as humans, because we sin and do so much wrong to separate ourselves from you. Dear Father, we pray that you give us all the strength to rectify and to grow past those things that keep us from you, dear Father. We pray that you give us strength and guidance, and we're so thankful for the word that you've given us that we can study and become better Christians and to walk closer with you, dear Father. We pray, dear Father, that as we go throughout this week, that you will guide, guard, and direct us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.